Good morning, Captain. Well, good morning to you.
Welcome back to Master Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Here's a couple of terrific anecdotes from Stephanie Grisham and Fiona Hill. Got to share with you. Okay, who's Stephanie Grisham? Stephanie Grisham used to be communications director for Donald Trump. She wrote a tell-all book, sort of fingered him on a lot of things. They're very funny, some of these things, and they ring very true. She occasionally would come out and say extraordinary things about people, about Pence, about Democrats, and so forth. And you wonder, does she have a gift for language? Well, no, she doesn't have a gift for language. She said, he dictated things. Walk into her office, she's about to give some sort of press conference, and he'd dictate phrases she should use. And here's one of my favorite. She would say, quote, "Someone is totally unequipped to handle the genius of our great president." That's great. Somebody, whoever they're after, Pence or, you know, whoever, totally unequipped to handle the genius of our great president. You know, that sounds like something out of North Korea or China. I mean, it really does. Maybe Thailand. I don't know if you knew this, but in Thailand, if you insult the monarch, forget the elected guy, the monarch, you go to prison for decades. I'm not kidding. If you said that he's a bad man or he's ugly, go to prison for 20 or 30 years. In Thailand, they just put somebody in prison who said that they think the monarchy should be abolished, should be totally elected government, which is pretty much what George Washington said. More and more people are saying that about Merry Old England right now, too. In other words, in a modern era, why do you need kings? And just raising that, I think reading Rousseau, reading Voltaire, reading Thomas Jefferson about democracy, go to jail for 20 or 30 years. So this kind of talk about somebody being unequipped to handle the genius of our great president or king or whatever. I mean, I could see that somebody in North Korea who's being beaten mercilessly until he says it about Kim Jong-un, or somebody in China saying it to get out of jail early about Xi, but you know, this is the United States. So here he comes in, he says, "All right, Stephanie, this time we're going to go after, you know, Pence, or we're going to go after Schumer or whatever. And here's what you're going to say about him. He's totally unequipped to handle the genius of our great president." She also said that he dictated a list of nasty foreign leaders. Now, what's a nasty foreign leader? Anybody that ticked him off. This had nothing to do with our strategic objectives, our alliances, whether we wanted to contain Russia or jihadist countries, China, you know, Iran, no. Who personally ticked them off? Two of the ones that ticked them off the most, believe it or not, were Greece and Canada. He hated the guy, president of Greece, and the prime minister of Canada. He didn't like either because he'd said something disparaging about Trump, Trump thought. So as a result, you know, this has effects on our foreign policy. He also called up Theresa May and Angela Merkel. Theresa May was the prime minister of Britain back at the beginning when he was president. Of course, Angela Merkel was the chancellor in Germany, the head honcho in Germany. And possibly because they were women, he would insult them. And, you know, these phone calls are recorded and there's notes about them. He would say they were stupid. He used that word to both. They were weak, stupid and weak. Now, you don't say that to a foreign leader. Any foreign leader, you don't say it. It can be the weakest country in the world. It can be a country in Africa or Asia that gets a lot of foreign aid from us. You don't say that. You let them save face. You let them save face. You certainly don't say it to two principal members along with France of Europe. At the time, this is pre-Brexit. What Stephanie Grisham says in her book is that she said, this is chilling, the January 6th insurrection crowd will be in the White House if Trump wins in 2024. The January 6th crowd will be in the White House if Trump wins in 2024. Remember those guys? Remember the QAnon shaman, the guy with the fur, the furry guy, the horns, the body paint, howling like a wolf? You know, he's not going to be in the cabinet, but he will be there at a reception. They'll all be there, grinning, gripping and grinning. They'll all be gripping and grinning. The one who summed it up best was Fiona Hill. Fiona Hill, she really impressed me in her testimony in the first impeachment hearing in the House. Remember that? Over Ukraine. She was calm, an absolute expert on Russia. And she spoke with this Scottish accent. I like Scottish accents, like Irish accents. These Celtic accents are great. And it was sad. They said, well, why didn't you stay in Britain and make a career there? And she said, because of my accent, they wouldn't accept me. And that's true. There's in Britain, there's a good old boys club. They all went to Oxford and Cambridge, and they speak the way sort of Prince Charles speaks, you know, sort of semi-holding their nose and kind of looking down at you. You're from Scotland, they're going to knife you on your accent. So anyway, she came here and made a much better career. She said that Trump has a bad case of autocrat envy. Autocrat envy. He envies autocrats. He'd like to be one. He tried to be one. In our democratic system, you can't be one. You can shoot your mouth off. It ultimately got him booted from office because, frankly, if he had simply treated the campaign the way a human being would treat it, not by insult, and if he'd done anything on COVID, if he'd, he got vaccinated, but he got vaccinated on the sly. Of course, that was after he was beaten. That was when vaccines came out. But if he had said early on, look, this isn't a political thing, wear a mask, you know, distance, and we'll deal with this, and treated it the way Roosevelt did with the Second World War, he would have been reelected. The idiot has autocrat envy, and that is what occurred. And I think that both Stephanie Grisham and Fiona Hill are right on the money. Right on the money. A piece of good news, out of Utah, of all places. Like Utah, I've been out there. Been out there in cases, and I'll tell you what, beautiful landscape. There's a fellow named Evan McMullen. Now, Evan McMullen is a conservative guy, former CIA agent, but he's a patriot. He's read the Constitution. He believes in democracy. And he's the one that challenged Trump in the Utah primary, saying basically, running for the Republican nomination. He wasn't going to get it, but saying that Trump was anti-democracy and a danger to the country. And he got 20% of the vote in 2016, Evan McMullen. Well, now, here's what he's doing. He is challenging Mike Lee for the Senate seat this coming year. That's very, very good news. Sadly, he's running as an independent. Independent really can't get elected in our present system without affiliating with a party. So he won't be on the ballot as a Democrat or Republican. But he will get some votes. People will have a lot of respect for this guy. And it could be, you know, Mike Lee is the incumbent Republican. We will have a Democratic candidate. If we put a very, very strong Democrat up there, even though it's a Republican state, and McMullen sucks 20, 25% of the vote away from Mike Lee, we could win. And I'm saying that not just because I like to see Democrats win, but Mike Lee is an especially noxious pro-Trump right-wing nut. Very, very bad, very bad, very, very bad. And it's very good to see somebody who's conservative, pure Utah, get up and say, I'm a conservative, but I'm for democracy. And we're not buying into the big lie, and we're not buying into Trump. And we'll see what happens out there. It's going to be a very interesting race, and it's going to keep Mike Lee at home. He's not going to be able to prowl around trying to trying to support or, you know, go to events for other Republicans. He's going to keep a nervous eye on his home base, and very, very nervous eye. Another congressional candidate this time, a guy named Max Miller, who's running in Ohio for Congress, a right-wing Trump guy, has sued Stephanie Grisham, the woman I just talked about, Trump's communications director, who wrote the book. over her book. What does she say in her book? She said that Max Miller and she dated, and she told Melania Trump this, and she told others this as well. And at the end, they were together. She accused him of infidelity, and he beat her. He held her up against the wall and slapped her in the face. Physically, she was shattered, told Melania that and told others. Max Miller is toast. In that Ohio race for Congress, he's toast. He's toast. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. You know, they guy slaps somebody like that and then lies about it and then sues her for what? He's going to have to give a deposition, but it's all going to be after the election. He hopes he'll put it off. He's desperate. He's cornered like a rat. He's cornered like a rat. Max Miller, you know, anybody in Ohio, never vote for this guy. Bad news, suing Stephanie Grisham, of all people, the victim, for libel. It's not going anywhere. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.